This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the new rules governing voting in our state.
House Bill 1878 with Senate Committee Substitute.
Thank you.
House Bill 1878 took effect on August 28th. Some of the provisions in this new law were a part of the November election. Others will take effect over the next year. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville is among the new law's supporters. He says this is a culmination of years of work.
We have worked on election integrity measures really over the last couple of legislative sessions. You know, we saw some election irregularities that occurred in the 2020 presidential election around the country. And so we decided that we wanted to, even though we had fairly well-run elections here in Missouri, we wanted to make sure that we were tightening up our state's election laws so we didn't see some of the concerns that were being expressed elsewhere around the country come to roost here in Missouri.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says changes were made to the original proposal.
What you saw, the finished product, look, it is far from perfect, able to make a lot of changes to help ensure the people in our community are going to be able to cast their votes without a great deal of difficulty, including a provision that, unless the need for a photo ID is overturned, we'll have 2 weeks of no-excuse absentee voting.
Senator Lukemeyer adds this new law includes a long-sought provision.
Valid photo ID bill. And that's the idea that in order to vote, you have to show a valid photo ID, whether that's a driver's license or some other form of photo ID. And to me, this is common sense. You have to show your photo ID in order to cash a check. You have to show your photo ID to get on an airplane. There's a whole host of different things that we require somebody to prove who they are, who they say they are.
Senator Shoup says lawmakers were able to compromise on parts of the bill.
We will be able to get in funds to make sure our clerks who are running the elections have enough money. We will be able to do things that we need to do in our community to make sure voters are able to get to the polls. It is not a perfect bill, but if you would have seen where things started, you would be very happy with where we were able to move.
House Bill 1878 allows the Secretary of State to audit local election authorities when necessary, regulates voting machines, makes changes to qualifications for election officials, voter registration, and change of address rules, and prohibits ballot drop boxes. Also this week, the first measures to be considered during next year's regular legislative session received official bill numbers for the upcoming session. Missouri senators are allowed to pre-file three bills, which are numbered according to seniority in the upper chamber. Then, senators can continue to pre-file in any order. The first regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 4th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of all the pre-filed legislation for 2023 by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.